Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together, because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Buying a car in Carvana was so easy. I was able to finance it through them.
Whoa, wait, you mean finance?
Yeah, finance. Got pre-qualified for a Carvana auto loan, entered my terms, and shopped from thousands of great car options all within my budget.
That's cool that financing through Carvana was so easy.
Financed. Done. And I get to pick up my car from their Carvana vending machine tomorrow.
Financed.
Right, that's what I said.
You can spend time trying to pronounce financing, or you can actually finance and buy your car today on
Carvana.
Financing subject to credit approval. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
All right, so get ready, because this deep dive is going to be pretty creepy. We're talking about nightmare neighbors, but not the kind that just, like, you know, play loud music. We're talking about a missing person. Unsettling clues. And, like, a family who had to run away from a situation that just, like, totally spiraled out of control.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're diving into this firsthand account that was sent to a popular podcast all about nightmare neighbors. It's crazy how relatable this story is, you know?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Everyone's had a bad neighbor at some point.
Right.
At least once.
It's interesting. I think this story really plays on our fear of the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, you know, since it's in our own homes, a place that's supposed to be safe.
Right.
You have this family, mm-hmm. right? They want a fresh start. They move into this,
yeah.
you know, what they think is a peaceful duplex.
Yeah.
But then, boom, everything changes.
Yeah. The contrast is pretty wild. The landlord, he tells him about this, you know, quiet older woman living upstairs.
Right.
And you can just imagine the family's like, oh, thank goodness, peaceful evenings. Maybe we can, like, chat with her over the fence.
Yeah. Exactly. A nice little neighborhood.
Yeah, exactly.
But it doesn't turn out that way.
No, not at all. Instead of peace and quiet, they hear this constant stomping from above. So heavy. It's like a herd of animals is up there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I know. And it's interesting, right? Because that immediate disruption kind of sets the stage for everything creepy that comes later. It's like things are already not what they seem.
Yeah. It's like this crack in the facade hinting at the darkness beneath.
Yeah, exactly. And that crack just keeps getting wider.
Oh, yeah.
The stomping turns into shouting crashes. You hear police sirens all the time.
Oh, gosh.
This isn't just a noisy neighbor. It's like something dangerous is happening.
That's so scary.
Yeah.
And it makes you think, what could be going on up there?
No, right? It's a situation that just spills out into the street.
Yeah.
The family can't ignore it.
And, you know, this is where the story really starts to mess with our feelings about safety and control.
Mm-hmm.
This family with a little kid and a pregnant wife.
Yeah.
They're caught in this web of chaos that they didn't create and can't get away from.
Right. They're trapped.
They're trapped in a situation that, like, threatens their whole sense of well-being.
Exactly. And to make things even worse, there's this woman who seems to be at the center of all this.
Okay.
The source describes her as, you know, antagonistic.
Oh, wow.
Like, she wants to cause trouble.
Really?
Yeah, we don't know her whole story.
Yeah.
But it seems like she just makes the tension in that apartment worse.
So she's like a catalyst for chaos.
Totally. And it makes you think, what's her deal?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Is she a victim or is she manipulating everyone? Or maybe it's a bit of both.
Right. It's like this human element that makes everything even more complex and creepy.
Totally.
And just when you think, okay, It can't get worse. We get to the trash avalanche.
Oh, no, not the trash avalanche.
This isn't just an overflowing bin.
Yeah.
We're talking about a full-blown biohazard right outside their door.
Oh, gosh.
Rotting food, cigarette butts. A smell that gets into everything.
That's awful. You know, that detail really gets to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's not just annoying. It's like they don't care about anyone else.
Yeah. It's disrespectful.
Like they're trying to take over the whole space, you know?
Right. They're asserting their dominance.
Yeah.
When the landlord, he doesn't do anything about it.
What?
I know. He's like, let me know if it gets too bad.
Seriously.
Yeah. Seriously. It's so frustrating. It's like this classic landlord-tenant power imbalance.
It's the worst.
I know. And it makes you feel so helpless. Like, what can the family even do?
Exactly. They're stuck. They're dealing with a health hazard and they have no options.
Yeah. They're trapped in this nightmare and the landlord's just making it worse.
Ooh. By, like, normalizing it.
Right. Like, he's acting like it's no big deal.
Yeah.
And it makes the family question if they're even right to complain.
And don't forget, the wife is pregnant.
Oh, my gosh. That's right. This isn't just an inconvenience.
Right. It's dangerous.
Yeah. It could affect her health and the baby's.
And the landlord just doesn't care.
I know. It's unbelievable. And then the ceiling collapses.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's because of the upstairs tenants.
What did they do?
They put in a window AC unit, but they didn't do it right.
Oh, no.
So there's water damage.
Okay.
And eventually, the ceiling in the family's kitchen just caves in.
I can't believe this. That is so dangerous.
I know. Imagine that. You're pregnant. You have a little kid.
Yeah.
And suddenly your ceiling's collapsing.
It's terrifying.
Yeah.
It makes you wonder, what else are these people capable of?
Right. Like, how far will it go?
And what does the landlord say?
Well, his son shows up.
Okay.
The son who was supposed to fix the leak in the first place.
Right.
And he acts like it's no big deal.
Are you kidding?
I know. He's totally oblivious.
It's like, is he incompetent? Or is he trying to protect his dad?
Right. Or maybe he just doesn't get it.
It's unbelievable. And it just shows how nobody's taking responsibility.
Yeah. The family can't trust anyone.
And that's when the most terrifying part happens. The woman disappears.
Oh, yeah. Up until this point, it's been bad.
Yeah.
But you can kind of understand it.
Mm.
But the missing woman, that's a whole other level of scary.
Totally. It's like the story turns into something way darker.
Yeah. It goes from bad neighbors to something truly sinister.
Exactly. And now the family's really scared. They don't know what's going on. And we don't have any answers either.
Right. The story throws you a curveball.
It's like, you think you're starting to understand what's happening?
Yeah.
And then, boom, she's gone.
Gone. And it's even weirder because she disappeared while the family was at the hospital having their baby.
Wow. The timing is crazy.
I know. When they come home, she's just gone.
Like she never even existed.
I know. Which is maybe even creepier than knowing what happened to her.
Oh, yeah. Not knowing is so much worse.
Yeah. It makes your imagination run wild.
Exactly. And that's what makes the story so unsettling.
And that's just the beginning of the creepy stuff that happens.
Oh, no. Okay, so welcome back to this deep dive into this super creepy story.
Yeah.
You know, when we left off, the family was dealing with the fact that their upstairs neighbor had vanished. Like, poof, gone.
Yeah. And they had just brought home a newborn baby.
Oh, gosh. I can't even imagine.
It's like you have all this joy and excitement of a new baby.
Yeah.
But then there's this huge mystery hanging over them.
Right. It's like their world is split in two.
Exactly. Happiness downstairs and this creepy emptiness upstairs.
And that emptiness, it really starts to get to the family, especially the wife.
Oh, yeah. Because before she went to the hospital, the woman upstairs, she told her some weird stuff.
What did she say?
Like that she felt paranoid, like someone was watching her.
Oh, no.
And that she needed to get out soon.
That's so creepy, especially now that we know she's gone.
Right. It's like, was she really in danger?
Yeah. Or was it all in her head?
We don't know.
It's like this story is messing with us.
Totally. It gives us these little bits of information.
Yeah.
And then we have to fill in the blanks with our own imagination.
I hate that. It's like the worst kind of guessing game.
I know. And then there are the guys who stayed in the apartment.
Right. The ones who were always fighting.
Yeah. But after the woman disappears, things change. It gets quiet. Yeah. Too quiet. And there are these weird noises at night.
Like what?
Dragging sounds, bumps, things like that.
Oh my gosh. That's terrifying.
I know. It makes your skin crawl, right?
Totally. It's like they know she's gone.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they had something to do with it.
That's what I was thinking. The silence is almost worse than the fighting.
Oh, yeah. Because it's not normal.
Exactly. It's like a red flag.
Totally. And then there's the trash pile.
Oh, yeah. The one that was overflowing.
Right. What about it?
It stops growing.
Wait. Seriously?
Yeah. It's like they suddenly became perfect tenants.
That is so suspicious.
I know. It's like they're trying to hide something.
Right. Or erase any evidence.
Exactly. And the landlord, he still doesn't do anything.
Are you kidding?
I know. A woman is missing. There are creepy noises. The family is terrified.
Yeah.
And he just doesn't care.
It makes you wonder, when does a landlord have to step in?
Right. Like, when does his responsibility to his tenants outweigh everything else?
It's a question that goes beyond this story. You know, it's about, like, the power dynamic between landlords and tenants.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens when tenants are living in unsafe conditions.
Exactly. And in this story, the landlord is just, like, ignoring everything.
He's enabling the situation.
Yeah. He's choosing to be blind to the danger.
And that's what's so frustrating.
Totally. He's putting his own interests ahead of the safety of his tenants.
And that can have serious consequences.
Oh, yeah. It leaves the family feeling alone and helpless.
Exactly. They have no one to turn to.
So then the police get involved.
Okay.
They come to the family's apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And they confirm that the woman is officially missing.
Wow. So it's a real investigation.
Yeah. But even with the police involved, the case doesn't get solved.
Oh, wow. So they never find out what happened to her.
Nope. And that makes everything even creepier.
Yeah. It's like the story just ends. But we're left with all these questions.
Exactly. And the family has to live with that uncertainty.
It's like a wound that never fully heals.
Yeah. They may have escaped the apartment, but the trauma of what happened, it stays with them.
And the fact that they don't have any answers.
Yeah.
It just makes it worse.
It feeds into this feeling of helplessness.
Right. Like they were victims of something they couldn't control.
Exactly. And it makes you think about the other people who lived in that building.
The neighbors.
Yeah. What if they had been more aware of what was going on?
Right.
What if they had said something or tried to help?
Maybe things would have been different.
It's a tough question.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because there's this balance between respecting people's privacy
mm-hmm.
and knowing when to get involved.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It's hard to know what to do.
Totally. But the story shows that sometimes we need to speak up, even if it's uncomfortable.
Because ignoring something,
yeah.
that can have terrible consequences.
And it makes you realize how important it is to have strong communities.
Yeah.
Where people feel like they can look out for each other.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A place where people feel supported.
Yeah. Not isolated and afraid.
And this story also shows how important landlords are.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They have a huge responsibility.
They have to make sure their tenants are safe.
And in this case, the landlord totally failed.
He ignored the problem.
Yeah. And because of that, this whole situation spiraled out of control.
It's a reminder that people in power,
they
have to act responsibly.
They can't just look away.
Because their choices.
Yeah.
They can have a huge impact on people's lives.
And then the wife finds something that changes everything.
What is it?
A shovel. Covered in dirt.
Okay.
And a patch of freshly dug earth behind the building.
Oh my God. That's not good.
It's terrifying, right?
Yeah. It's like all of a sudden, this story becomes very real.
Yeah. The shovel, it's like this symbol of something horrible.
It makes you think the worst.
And the disturbed earth. It's like, it confirms all of our fears.
It's like something terrible happened there.
And that's when the wife decides they have to get out.
She realizes they're not safe.
Yeah. They break their lease, pack up their stuff, and leave.
It's like they're running for their lives.
They had to. They couldn't stay there any longer.
But can they really escape what happened?
That's a good question. They may have left the apartment.
Yeah.
But the trauma, the fear, the unanswered questions.
It might stay with them forever.
That's what we're going to talk about in the next part of our deep dive.
Okay, I'm ready.
You know, it's just, it's hard to imagine what that family went through, having to leave their home like that.
Yeah. It really shows how scary this whole situation was.
It makes you think about, you know, what happens after they leave? Like,
yeah.
can they ever really forget about what happened?
I think that's a really important question. Because even though they escaped the apartment, the trauma of it all, that doesn't just disappear.
Right. It's like this lingering shadow, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They might be jumpy, always looking over their shoulder.
Yeah.
Maybe they're suspicious of their new neighbors.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Or
maybe they just can't relax in their own home anymore.
It makes sense. Their sense of safety was completely shattered.
And then there's the fact that they still don't know what happened to the woman.
Right. That lack of closure. It can be really hard to deal with.
I bet. It's like You're constantly wondering, what if, you know?
Yeah, it keeps you stuck in the past.
And it feeds into that feeling of helplessness. Like, they were just powerless to stop any of it.
That's a common reaction to trauma. It's important to remember that they did the best they could in a terrifying situation.
Absolutely. And it makes you think about the other people in the building, the neighbors.
Yeah. What if they had done something?
Right. What if they had noticed what was happening and stepped in?
It's easy to say that now, but in the moment, it can be hard to know what to do.
I get that. There's this balance between respecting people's privacy and knowing when to get involved.
It's a tough call. But sometimes speaking up can make a huge difference.
And it just highlights how important it is to have strong communities.
Where people feel connected and they're not afraid to look out for each other.
Exactly. Because if those neighbors had been more aware, maybe, just maybe, things could have gone differently.
And, you know, this story really shows how much responsibility landlords have.
Oh, yeah. They have to make sure their properties are safe.
And that their tenants are protected.
And in this case, the landlord just completely failed.
He was negligent. He ignored the problem.
And that negligence, it had terrible consequences.
It's a reminder that we all have to take responsibility for our actions.
Especially when we're in a position of power.
Because our choices can affect other people, sometimes in really serious ways.
So we've talked about this nightmare scenario, and it's definitely scary.
Yeah.
But I think there are some important lessons we can learn from it.
Like what?
Trusting our instincts, you know?
If something feels wrong, it probably is.
Exactly. And being aware of what's going on around us. And
paying attention to our neighbors.
Yeah, because you never know when someone might need help.
And if you see something that seems off, don't be afraid to say something.
It's better to be safe than sorry.
And remember, you're not alone.
There are resources available, people who can help.
And sometimes just sharing our stories, that can make a difference.
It can help us learn from each other and maybe prevent these kinds of situations from happening again.
So thank you for listening and stay safe out there.
And until next time, keep exploring the dark side, but always remember to turn on the lights when you're done.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.